Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Transit the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody. Home. I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
I'm going to go to the hospital now.
let's smoke my weed.
That's what you gotta do,
bottom.
All right, what we're going to do, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the results and probably my opinion on tonight's Raw, which you really going to want to hear. So stay tuned.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles. Oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Making sense, she's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
And we're back. Just according to some of you guys that
Tonight's Raw was the worst show that they ever done.
Our spy
but
in the air.
I'm not going to say it was the worst. It was just badly... It was badly done. Let's just put it that way. But, let's get to the results of what happened to my draw. Championship match.
We're close to victory. Don't quit now.
Saw it end up being one match, and off their Dolph Ziggler did win to retain. He ended up getting the, he ended up getting the fall, and then Kane came out and said it was going to be two out of three falls. And Bad News Barrett is now the new IC champ. Because they were right, that was the title he never lost. You do have to agree with that.
Come on.
In some squash match is like beyond me why they Next up, it was the Big Show versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns won by disqualification. Big Show.
What? Take your little bitch ass to sleep.
I forgot what he was doing. I guess they really don't know what they want to do with some of the divas. Now it's like they making Paige face now. And I guess helping out Natalya because I guess some of these people on the internet, as y'all can hear. But of course, Nikki, along with Brie, in an untitled match, went against Natalya. And like I said, Paige, that came in, kind of like made the same, made the odds even. And Natalya did end up winning the match. This is a some of the crazy situation that they've done. This was
like something.
You have two refs.
Yeah,
I understand it was like the Royal Rumble. You had like more than two refs, like outside the ring, just to see who was eliminated. But Eric Roman versus Luke Harper with J&J Security special guest refs. I thought that was going to end up being the main event. That's what I thought.
Right now, man.
But this is like main event number one.
My plane standing by.
But the in-ring match was good as it was, in my opinion.
Enemy spy plane above.
All the result of that Emlyn's match was a pretty good one. But I kind of figured that some of y'all are kind of sick and tired of Dean Ambrose constantly losing. Not winning like a big, I don't know if it's part of their story mode or what's going to happen. I don't know. But yeah, they did have to lose a lot of matches. And he did not win this match. So.
Friendly spy plane inbound.
See, next up,
But my
not just me, just shooting it up. But let's just get to my opinions on when it comes to Monday Night Raw.
Friendly RCXD inbound.
I would have expected that the Authority would be coming back. That we do regardless. But this is just my opinion on. I will just bring them back later. Not sooner. It's just like, I know WrestleMania season, of course, they have to do it because of they have to, you know, prepare for Triple H and Sting or whatnot. Which I understand that. But, I guess my thing is just like, I'm just not comfortable with the way they're doing it right now. That's just my opinion on that. There we go. That got it.
Enemy pipeline above.
I'm thinking, because, especially what they did today, they end up using it. In a firing, they end up firing, you know, Eric Roman, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback because of them helping with Cena. I think it will be good if they would have done that after WrestleMania. That's my opinion. I just think the storyline should have been started at WrestleMania. And I know some of y'all are going to be like, I know there's a few. I know there's some people that will agree with me the way that I'm talking about that. I think they should have waited it later. And I was just thinking, like, why they couldn't wait to like do this later? Because I think if they would have did it. That would have been. I just think it would have been better. Because, you know, like, they always have, like, good shows day after WrestleMania, but it was just with tonight, you know, I just think it was a bad. Then it was a bad thing. But, that's just my opinion, because I know some of y'all are going to be like,
keep fighting.
They should have done it that
friendly
way. Of course y'all would say that. Like, because now everybody, I don't know if they heard the logic of assholes like heels. But that's what I think is the case with some of them.
Power counter, five planes in the air.
That's just my point. I just think that it should have been done sooner. It's kind of looked bad, and like most of y'all say, it was the worst Raw ever. I wouldn't say it was the worst Raw ever. I would just say that it was bad, yeah, but I wouldn't say it was the worst Raw ever. Because I can understand, you know, some of the storylines, all the soap opera stuff that they're doing, just not having it look good or whatnot. So just know this. Maybe something next week, it will come better off of it, but I can understand right now that some of y'all are just too upset about it, which, hey, I don't blame you. So this is around that time, like last year, when they screwed us with the Daniel Bryan situation. So I guess it is what it is. So we'll just have to wait till next week and see what's going on. Check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Upcoming events and news. I know I got an update on the news. I did update it on the upcoming events in the area just today. I also I know I got to do some of the new stuff. I will take care of that. Hopefully by the end. Well, no longer by the end of this week. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. I still got to do my Royal Rumble reviews. Because I was supposed to do at least a couple of them today, but most likely I'm probably going to end up watching the Royal Rumble, the second one and the third one, sometime, at least before the middle of the week is over, if you know what I mean. So hopefully those videos will be up, so check that out. Follow us on Twitter. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to interview Canadian indie wrestler and the nephew of Bret Hart, Mike the Match Hart. And we just got a lot of stuff like lined up for the show. Check out Clapback page on Facebook. So check that out. You can see like the upcoming guests and stuff. We're just having lots of guests and guests coming in. So for a while it's going to be pretty busy. So, and I know I got a surprise for you guys, but I think I probably told y'all already, but starting match, we are going to do like two episodes a week of, we're going to do two episodes of Clapback. Okay, we're just going to do two episodes of Clapback each week during the month of March. Get ready to check that out starting in March. It may even start earlier, but we'll see. But until then, this is Archer Jones, and hopefully y'all get to listen to the show tomorrow, because last week, Clapback was the highest rating episode of Clapback so far. Highest rating episode of Clapback that has been done so far of this series of Clapback. So, but Alfred, my name's Arturo, and y'all join us tomorrow. And until then, y'all have a good night.